So I ask God, if I pray with an understanding, that's an intelligent prayer. So is praying in the spirit unintelligent? Because for years, people who prayed in the spirit, they said they were unintelligent. And God said, there's a difference between being unintelligent and unintelligible. Put my definition on the screen. There is a difference between intelligence and unintelligible. The definition of unintelligible is impossible to understand. Like dolphin sounds are unintelligible to humans. But just because it is unintelligible, put it on their screen, just because it is unintelligible does not mean it is unintelligent. Just because you can't hear a dog whistle doesn't mean a dog can't hear it. Just because you don't understand what you're saying doesn't mean that God doesn't understand what you are saying. So instead of getting all these nosy people to be your prayer partner who just want to get in your business and call each other up and say, you know she needs prayer, but it's just a camouflage for gossip. You need a prayer partner that you can trust. And God gave you one, which is the Holy Spirit. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be languished. It is not unintelligent just because it is unintelligible. When God spoke to the frogs, Pharaoh didn't understand it. Moses didn't understand it. When God spoke to the rivers and the waters turned to blood, even Moses didn't understand what God said, but the water did. What manner of man is this? That even, you better come get me, the winds and the waves. There are some things going on in your life now that only God can speak to. You keep speaking the stuff and you don't know what you're doing. But if you will shut your mouth and let the Holy Spirit, who knows what is the will of God, speak to you and stop allowing your moods to control your moment. The devil is trying to steal your moment with your mood, but the devil is a lie, because God gave me this word to be a curse breaker. And today, before you walk out of this building, I'm gonna break the curse that came from your grandmother down to your mother, on to you. And by the way, your daughter is looking at you. But if you holler, hey! I'm hollering help. I'm hollering for my son. I'm hollering for my daughter. I'm hollering for my grandchildren. I'm hollering for my marriage. I'm hollering for my prosperity. I'm hollering for my peace. Yeah!
Yeah! Help, Lord. Help, God.
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you, I dare you, I dare you to climb over your little intelligence and open your mouth and make a sound unto God. There's a language in your belly. There's a language in your spirit. The spirit is trying to intercede out of your mouth. For the next 3 minutes, I want everything that have breath to open your mouth, shut off your mind, and let God speak out in this place. Watching online, open your mouth. I don't care what your neighbors say. I don't care what they think in their apartment up under you. I don't care what they think over your head. Open up your mouth. Yeah. The power of life and death is in your mouth. Come on, my three brothers, come back with your three signs. I'm getting ready to close, but I feel an earthquake about to break loose in this place. I feel a tidal wave. I feel a tsunami that's in this place right now. Hallelujah to God. This is a noisy text. I need a noisy crowd. I need a noisy e-members. I need some noisy streamers. I need some noisy deacons. Hallelujah! I remember the year was 1999 and mama died. And grief, I preached with it, I bathed with it, I went to work with it, I came home with it. I'm a compartmentalist, so I was able to compartmentalize it, but I couldn't get rid of it. And when busy slowed down, it came up and it kept jumping up like Jason in a horror movie. And I couldn't get rid of it. And Joseph Garlington came to our church. You remember Joseph? And he was teaching on prayer languages. Didn't have nothing to do with what I was going through. I knelt over there and threw my hands up and start praying in tongues. And to my surprise, what I could not reach, what cards could not reach, what people could not reach, what friends could not reach, what relatives could not reach, as I prayed to God, he who searched my heart interceded for me according to the will of God. And all of a sudden, I got relief in my spirit. And I'm not preaching against counseling and therapy, because if you need it, go get it. But I got relief in my soul. I got relief in my body. I slept for the first full night in months because I stopped praying out of my head and out of my pain. And the comforter, the comforter interceded for me. I don't know if you got anything on you. It may not be grief. It may be worry. It may be angst. It may be anxiety. It may be inferiority. It may be imposter syndrome. It may be some other crisis that's going on in your life. And yes, treat it every way you can treat it. Go to therapy, go to counseling, go to everything else. But some things are a spiritual warfare, and you're going to have to yank it out by the Spirit. I think spiritual warfare is using everything. Tool God gives you to get to better. Somebody shout better.